Sunday Night with John Cleary.
Where is the music taking us this evening? Wafting us from Ireland to who knows where? Noel is going to tell us. Hello, Noel.
Hello, John. A little more proximate than Ireland. That is sounds from not far away from Angkor Wat.
Cambodia.
Cambodia. We're off to Cambodia. We are. And this time we're connecting up with the Adventist Development and Relief Agency, who we've spoken to before, but there's a good Australian connection up there at Siem Reap, which is up in the north of Cambodia, and it's not far from Angkor Wat. And the Australian who's up there is a guy by the name of David Cowlett. And David Cowlett actually leads the Adventist relief efforts in the area, and it's quite extensive up there. David is on the line now. David, can I begin by asking you to describe what most of your work is about there, please?
Most of my work has been involved in the Siem Reap area, which is the main tourist destination for people coming to visit the temples of Angkor Wat. When I first came to Siem Reap 10 years ago, there was still fighting up in the north of the province. So occasionally we'd see tanks going through town, sending up troop reinforcements up to the north of the province. So back then, our activities were basically very close to Siem Reap town, and that was very much a sleepy town at that stage. As soon as the sun went down, everybody was home in bed because of the security concerns and things like that.
And you're talking there about the tying up of the Khmer Rouge, that whole period of trouble there.
That's correct, yes. So basically, they were still active right up until about 1999. And as soon as the Khmer Rouge folded, we were then able to move into some of these remote previous Khmer Rouge stronghold areas. I'm a rural person from way back. While I was born in Melbourne, I lived most of my life in WA, and I have two sons in Kalgoorlie. And I'm going back there next week, actually, for 2 weeks to visit them. So I like this rural type of setting, and Siem Reap basically is a rural type of setting.
Now, I notice also in your CV information, you've worked in an outback Aboriginal community and boarding school as well.
Just north of Meekatharra, Karralundi Aboriginal Education Centre. I was instrumental in helping establish that for 10 years before coming here. Working in the Aboriginal community certainly put me in good stead for working in this development-type environment. And just to put Cambodia's size in comparison to that in Australia, that it's 80% the size of Victoria, or Cambodia fits into New South Wales 4.5 times. You've got 80% of the population live in the rural areas, and they're mostly subsistence farming, centred around rice production. And you've got 91% of the poor that do live in the rural areas. And there's no safety net. So if you don't work or grow your own food, then you don't eat.
Now, I'm interested to ask, the Adventist Development Relief Agency, we talk to a lot of agencies, and it's only a couple of times I've made contact with your organisation. I assume that like most other agencies, you don't proselytise. Is that right?
Oh, that's correct, yeah. It's purely a humanitarian agency, just engaging in sustainable development programs and disaster relief. It's part of an international network and have a presence in about 125 countries.
And how large is your organisation and the work you do within the area of Cambodia?
Actually, we're one of the largest ADRA programs in the Asia region. I think current portfolio is about $9 million worth. We have a staff across the country of about 150, and probably only about 5 of those are expatriate.
Now, you're working on a program which its acronym is HARVEST. Can you tell me about that program?
That's correct, yes. In development work, there are lots of acronyms, and HARVEST is one of them, which basically underlines the philosophy of the project. And the acronym stands for Households Renewing Vital Energies for Sustained Transformation.
Decode for us then. What does that mean?
It's basically working with families in communities to identify core hotspot issues, something that they could feel passionate about, that they are willing to do something to change themselves.
Can you give us some practical examples of the sort of projects you're involved in with them?
Sure. One example, when we moved into one area, fairly remote area, back in 2002, we looked at working to develop local community organisations, and in this case it was a Women's Empowerment Association, which was centred around a credit program. So we provided, through the project, with Australian government funds, money to help support a revolving credit fund within communities. And one lady, Sifar, lived in this village that we had chosen, and she was a divorcee, 32-year-old, with one daughter. And she was very poor. She had a house made out of thatch, which is quite common. She earned a small amount of money from growing rice and vegetable production, and this was probably anything from maybe $5 to $8 a month. So it wasn't a lot of money.
Certainly small in Australian terms.
For sure. And when you think that the average annual income for Cambodia is around about $450 a year, although I have seen some figures up to $3,000, it is still fairly small. She applied for a position in the Women's Empowerment Association and was offered a job as a credit agent, which basically went around promoting the credit loan fund to communities, people in the village.
Can I just clarify, these loans that you're talking about, we're talking about microfinance, so it's to set up, you know, a small business selling vegetables or clothes or whatever.
Yeah, microfinance loans, anything from $50 to $100, although some of the later developments now, I think they are loaning certainly a little bit more than that, but they are very small loans, which in these communities is quite a large amount of money and can be stretched very far.
Can you give a sense of the lifestyles? Siem Reap, it's up north towards Thailand, it's, you know, in the north of the country, but surrounding you where you live, what's normal day-to-day life like?
Well, I live in the Siem Reap town myself, although our project target area is about 60 kilometres away, although that could be could have been 1,000 kilometres away as far as the people in those areas are concerned. Many of those people have not even visited Angkor Wat, even though they live quite close. It's just that they don't have the resources to be able to come that distance to visit. In Siem Reap town, everything centred around the hospitality industry, but beyond Siem Reap town, there's not a lot of filtering down of that assistance out in some of the communities, and that's one of the reasons why we are out there supporting them.
How developed is Siem Reap itself?
Siem Reap has gone from being night to day, basically. The development is quite colossal, a little bit scary at times. Siem Reap town is quite developed. Although, as I said, electricity supply beyond the town is very limited, and certainly in our target areas it's basically non-existent. Everybody relies on small little kerosene lamps or batteries which they charge up to run one light, basically.
In the time you've spent there, it's a decade now, what project has given you the most satisfaction? Have you felt the most achievement through?
Just seeing people's lives change, like Sifar that I was talking to you about. You know, she went from being a poor farmer to becoming the president of the Women's Empowerment Association. And just last year, she was elected to the deputy position of the federation body that oversees all of the Women's Empowerment Associations in that area.
I suppose I'm interested to know, 10 years is a lot of service. What has kept you so motivated to keep going over a decade?
I think working for ADRA in this development environment certainly complements my own personal mission statement, which is to make a positive difference within the world as a result of having lived. Yeah, with the government's development program here, I certainly take it upon myself that I like to make sure that we are providing good value for money for the Australian taxpayer. So through ADRA Australia, using your money via AusAid, I think we are just working together to change this world one life at a time.
David Cowled, Provincial Programs Advisor for the Adventist Development and Relief Agency based in Siem Reap. Thanks for talking to Sunday Nights.
Thank you very much.
Music for Cambodia on Sunday night.